everybody. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting on CITR Radio from unceded Musqueam territory on UBC's Vancouver campus. My name is Kiana, and you're listening to Crowdflip. So basically, this is going to be an episode that hopefully goes smoother than the last episode. It's a very exciting interview I got to do with artist Dreamer Isioma, which we will get more into the show and the interview in just a little bit. But yeah, there was technical difficulties last time. The audio was really not very good, so I just ended up playing a lot of music, which is still super fun, but this is an interview that was really fun, and it's a pretty short one too. So even last time, you know, I was stopping and playing music, and I'm gonna do that again, but hopefully it's hearable in a more satisfactory way than last time. But yeah, I think, first of all, yeah, starting a little bit late here anyways, it is a short interview, but I ended up talking a lot about it anyways, but hopefully I can, you know, leave this episode up with better sound. I'm going to just start with a little introduction of Dreamer Isioma. This is taken from a interview that they did with Hypebeast magazine blog. They've also, some information is going to be from an interview that they did with ID, so also done by those writers, and Dreamer Isioma introducing themselves. But yeah, so Crowdflip is basically, I guess, just a fan show. I talk about music theory and musicology. I'm really interested in, like, audiences and groups and fan culture and, like, the way people who have been excluded from these groups, from, say, dominant music industries and things like that, have created, you know, their own sorts of unique, really exciting sounds. But yeah, it's a show that focuses on gender minorities in the music industry, women, trans folks, non-binary folks. Yeah, so that is what Crowdflip is about. But and then the more fun part, which theory can be fun, but, you know, some people say it's kind of pessimistic and critical, but there's fun in that too. That's why we uplift the things we like, and we don't talk about the things, you know, we don't like, but sometimes you do talk about them, and it can be fun. But yeah, a lot of times it's interviews, and those are, like, you know, the more silly parts of it, and it's good to be silly sometimes. A lot of time. Okay, yeah, basically, so I'm gonna do a little introduction of Dreamer Isioma. This is from an ID interview that they did. So yeah, they're a 22-year-old non-binary musician who use both they and he pronouns, and in this album, their newest album that came out, Princess Forever, they embrace femme-leaning aesthetics, drawing on their experiences as a trans masculine person. And to Dreamer, being a princess just means being fabulous at a certain high status and being a good model for the people around you. The album's press notes describe Princess Forever as an extension of Dreamer, a rebel leader character working against the oppressive institutions that rule his home planet. Though when asked to elaborate, they mention governmental states that are stealing resources and improperly using funds, and societal leaders who deliberately put down marginalized groups. And they call it a love album at its core, and to focus on the things bringing people together. But as you will hear in their past music, they talk about a bunch of, you know, different topics, but they have sort of always talked about that stuff, and marginalization of groups and oppressive systems in a more straightforward way. I feel like I talk so much that I'm just gonna stop myself. I'm gonna play Valentina by Dreamer Sioma first, and then I'm going to get into the interview. Okay, this is Valentina by Dreamer Sioma. Enjoy. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip, and my name is Kiana. Yeah, so that was Valentina by Dreamer Sioma. Yeah, I've been listening to them for a while. I had a list of people that I, you know, hoped to interview on Crowdflip, and I had the opportunity to interview Dreamer Sioma. Which is super exciting. I will say, I usually give a ton of disclaimers, just like difficulties that happen before the interview that, you know, kind of make things sort of stressful, but we prosper. And, yeah, I was like just, really excited. That's not a technical difficulty, but you know, sometimes the nerves get the best of you. But I had so much fun that in the end, I sort of was like, well, I'm really happy that happened, regardless of whatever criticisms, you know, we have on ourselves. You are your biggest critic, all of that thing, all that stuff people say. But yeah, so I guess I'm just gonna get right in to the interview. Okay, enjoy, and I'll be like stopping it and, you know, maybe giving some backstory and playing some more music, throughout. But for now, bye. This was outside of the Cobalt Theater, which, was their performance on May 16th in Vancouver. Okay, bye. So today I'm here with
Dreamer Sioma.
Woo!
Yeah!
In Vancouver. First question is, are you a Leo sun?
I am Elio's son.
Me too.
Hey, what's up, twin?
When's your birthday?
July 26th.
Okay, a July Leo. I'm August. So I was doing some deep diving. I've been a huge fan since way back. But so you talked about in an interview how Dumb in Love was a song that you were sort of sitting on since you were like 17 and you were waiting for like production to be ready to put that out. Do you have any memories of like your first releases when you first started making music and like how, like even if it was like on SoundCloud and like those nerves and how that felt?
Oh, dude, I used to be so stressed out. Like I used to be, well, it's interesting because, okay, when I was in high school dropping music, I did not care because I didn't know how anything worked. I was more so focused on like other things. Like I didn't really think I was gonna do music. I thought I was gonna do like more like writing or journalism or something. So like I was just dropping like freestyles, like Drake freestyles. Like I would fart in the mic and like drop it on SoundCloud and take it down, like just having fun. But when I got to college and I realized like, oh, like, yo, how does this like work? Like, how do I make it like more? Like, but luckily, like, you know, I did a lot of research and stuff, and I have like a really great like management and like team, so like they help me out with like all that good stuff.
But, and you're touring with the Celestials, so and you worked with them on
Good Night Dreamer and Princess Forever,
Okay, cool. Was that, how did you, can I ask how like you got introduced to that band, or like how, or was it like
a we met at an orgy party.
Nice.
It was
okay.
Super lit.
Okay.
It was getting all freaky.
And then you made music.
And then I was like, yo, like, you play the drums? And Romello was like, yeah. And then we all just kind of like became besties.
Okay, nice. We love that. So Princess Forever, you talked about how it's a love album at its core, and how you can see like throughout the songs how there's a lot of different, you talk about oppressive regimes, and you talk about how like you said to focus on why people are fighting versus actually focusing on the oppressors, and that's sort of, and sort of the sci-fi part of it that like gets brought into the real life concepts. Do you feel like that was sort of reflected in your past music, or it was like a concept that you were like, I'm gonna make an album about this?
I feel like it's incredibly present in my old music. I think that I was more like straightforward in your face like when I first started, to be honest. I mean, like, sensitive, the ending, the government thoughts, my enemies, gotta get this money, I'll do it by any means, like that's like very like on the core. Obviously I have a whole song called Stop Calling the Police on me. I don't really like the police. Never been a fan of authority, but especially authority that abuses their power. I just like, I don't know, it's bullying. We don't like bullies
so
over
true.
Here so
yeah, because even in like Meadows in Japan, it's like not a super, it is sort of extraordinary in the sense of like running away and like no one knowing who you are and like wanting to be free in that sense. Like, obviously Japan is a real place, but it's like the concept is very much like extraordinary. Even though it's not like sci-fi in itself.
So
I know you sort of started playing instruments and like classically, violin and piano.
Yeah, you like research.
Okay. I wanted to see if there was, if you had any memories of like your family or like people around you when you were younger playing music that maybe like subconsciously influenced your music style.
You know, what's so crazy that you say that, my mom, she like sent me this book, like a picture of this book, and she was like, yo, like your great grandpa's in this book, and I'm like, stop playing.
Whoa.
Because like my, in Nigeria, like my family's kind of like, they've been really like involved in like the creation of a lot of things out there, so like it wasn't like super uncommon to find like a family member in a book, but I was like, what is this? So I was reading about him, and like turns out like my great grandfather was a musician.
Whoa.
He wasn't like doing it professionally, he kind of just like did that stuff like on the side. He would like teach kids like guitar and stuff. Isn't
Whoa,
that so cute?
That's cute. Yeah. That's very cute.
Hell yeah.
That's so, yeah, community building goes way back in your family then.
Oh, yeah. No, like, literally. Yeah.
That's sort of, and I feel like it's very much reflects in your music that, like, you do that outside of your music as well. And that's, like, something I think I really appreciate about you and artists who, like, do that.
Nice.
But, yeah, sorry, these questions are, like, so random, but you've done, like, collabs with a bunch of artists, Is there a collab that you are like waiting on that you would really want, an artist that you really want to collaborate with? Or I don't know.
I don't know. I want to like work with so many people. There's so many people who are out right now. All I'll say is that there's so many people out right now who I'm fans of and I want to work with them.
Okay. Yeah. Ambiguous for the interview. Yes. Keep them waiting. Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Kiana. You're listening to Crowd Flip. You are listening to an interview I got to do with Dreamer Sioma. So awesome and fun. And we took a video of this as well, and you can tell I look super unprepared. A lot of the things that I'm just mentioning were things that I had found out about them when they only have they only had a few video interviews that I could find when I was first getting into them. They had a song called Sensitive that got pretty big on TikTok in 2020. I don't know if it was the sped up version at the time, but we know how that is a thing on TikTok, but I believe the Leo Sunsets, which was their first EP, which is what I first found, and then Valentina, which was the first song I played by them, the first song on Crowdflip today, which is super dreamy and nostalgic, and and then after that, like, they came out with an LP and a second album, they all sounded like pretty different from each other, they performed this night with the band The Celestials, which were so talented. And the opener, Mindy, was super, super good. I've seen them perform in Vancouver before, I think a year prior. They were opening for the artist Saba. The Celestials and Dreamer Sioma collaborated for Dreamer Sioma's last two albums. And, yeah, it was awesome. As I'm listening to this interview, it's so funny. The wind was very bad. Despite having the recorder, I didn't learn my lesson of holding it close enough to the person that I'm interviewing. That's okay. We move. I realized also I was gonna seamlessly transition into playing the song that I was going to play when they brought it up. I brought up Princess Forever and asked if the topics that were in their newest album was reflected in their past albums, seeing if they would talk about that a little bit more. They were saying, it was more in your face. For example, Dreamer Sioma's song Stop Calling the Police on Me, it was something more in your face at the end of Sensitive. I'm going to play Stop Calling the Police by Dreamer Sioma from their first EP, The Leo Sunsets. Enjoy!
I
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Stop Calling the Police by Dreamer Sioma. I'll actually be back. Goodbye. MRG Live presents Marielle Buckley and Jake Vadeland and the Surgeon Boys with support from Vanessa D and the Brightsides at the Biltmore Cabaret on June 8th. Tickets available at admitone.com. Didn't care if you love me or not. The Transcare Gender Affirming Gear Program is now open. The Gender Affirming Gear Program helps two-spirit, trans, non-binary, and gender-diverse folks access gender-affirming gear and clothing. The Gender Affirming Gear Program is open to two-spirit, trans, non-binary, or gender-diverse folks who are unable to purchase the items on their own. The application can be found in the Instagram bio of Transcare Plus and is open until June 5th. For more information, you can go to the post of the Transcare Plus Instagram page. Hello, I'm back. CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Crowdflip. Bring. Okay. Oh, that's so funny. I just played some ads and it's the same voice. I don't know if you can tell. I feel like. Anyways, yeah. It's just me. It's just me doing the whole show. No. Yeah. If you want to make PSAs for CITR for something you think is cool, you can do that too. That can be your voice. Those were just ones I like. Know were recent, so I was playing them. Okay. Anyways, so that was "Stop Calling the Police" by Dreamer Sioma. I'm going to get back to the interview that I got to do with them before their show. Also, yeah, there were some like difficulties with you know, getting into the venue. There's like a lot of different people backstage. Like no one knows who are you, like what are you doing here. Which, yeah, so there wasn't much time, so this is a super short interview, which I'm you know, I feel like I had so many other questions and things like that, but gotta be thankful, I guess. I got what I got, and then like, they started letting people in shortly after. So, you know, can't complain. Yeah. So, Okay. I'm going to read a little bit more from one of their interviews on Hypebeast, I believe. So, not my words. The 2020 EP, The Leo Sunsets, came out in 2020. The Nigerian-American singer-songwriter released their debut album last year's Goodnight Dreamer, a genre-spanning account of probing one's own identity from embracing gender fluidity to grappling with the existential crises of a typical 20-something. Princess Forever, the latest sonic offering from Isioma, was conceptualized by the artist post-transition and sees them continue to build on the array of genres in their arsenal, dipping into rock, funk, R&B, and Afrobeats, while delving even deeper into the themes of love, self-worth, and community, subtly woven throughout the tracks. Okay. I'm going to get back to the interview. Enjoy again. Yeah, and yeah, I feel like there was a really big period, so like when Sensitive came out and that sort of like took off, there wasn't shows happening during that time, and I feel like since then there's sort of been the aspect of live shows more recently, and I feel like those milestones are really important to like see, like to actually like see fans in person versus facts, like numbers, right, on a screen. But yeah, do you have like a memorable show that you remember playing that was like super exciting? I know you sort of are like just getting back into it now, but
I would say like my first show was, I was like super nervous because it was pretty hectic. I like, long story short, I shot the Sunset Drive music video in New York the day before, and at the beginning of the shoot I broke my ankle.
Oh.
So it was also my birthday.
Whoa!
And so I had to fly home Chicago, and I had a show that night. It was my first show. I was opening for Omar Apollo. And I was, like, shaking, like, quaking. I was like, bro, I was like, I can't move.
That's so
like, this is crazy. But I, like, I literally had to get carried up the stairs and had to crutch onto the stage. And then they were singing, like, every single word. Like, it was crazy. And I was like, I'm an opener. Like, y'all know the words to, like, My Little Things. So, like, yeah, that was a very surreal moment. Also, like, that show raised a ton of money for the Special Olympics. So, it was kind of on brand.
Wow,
so,
nice.
Like, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I was going to ask about your, so you were on the Pigeons and Planes, See You Next Year, Class of 2022 thing with Mike Dean. Do you, how did that process go? Was it, like, was it just super chill and you got a track from Mike Dean? And
It was, like, super silly. It was during, like, a really, like, I guess busy period. I had, like, a low-key, like, college tour that year, so I was, like, boom, 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 like flying a lot. And so it was, like, yeah, we had, like, the photo shoots and stuff, and that was really chill. But with the music aspect, I wasn't, like, super involved. Like, I had a demo, and I just sent it to them. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to meet Mike. I had a show. I was, like, damn, like, I wanted my photo op.
Yeah, but, like, it's okay.
It's all good.
Not even a Zoom call.
I couldn't do nothing. I was like, bro,
that's okay.
It's okay, it's Mike, if you're listening, bro, I rock with you, bro. Like,
I don't know if Mike Dean's listening, but if you are, hey, Class of 2022, See You Next Year's Pigeons and Planes album. You were on it with. Fuck, I'm so sorry. You were on it with an artist from Vancouver named Ecstasy.
Yeah.
Do you know Ecstasy?
A little bit.
You said that Call Me If You Get Lost was an album that came out while you were conceptualizing your last album.
Indeed.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I remember being very angry when the first single of that rollout was, I was like fuming because. I used to drop songs on Wednesdays because I was smaller and I was like, no one's going to drop a song on a Wednesday. And then Tyler, the Creator, comes out after two freaking years and drops a song on the same day as me. So I'm like, bro, like, no way. And funny fact, that happened again this year.
Oh.
It keeps, I don't know, we keep.
Wait.
It is a good.
He wants to be so bad.
Like, bro, who?
Wait.
Who my
yeah.
Anyway,
same manager.
Great mind, things alike, think alike.
Yeah,
but anyways.
Exactly. Yeah.
He dropped his song on the same day I dropped my song. I was like, bro, what the fuck? But I was like, all right, let me listen to this shit. And I was like, okay, this is kind of good. Like, let me see what's up. And so, like, yeah, I was really just, like, a huge fan of the production specifically. I mean, Tyler's production is, like, mind-blowing the way he, like, be shifting chords in such, like, an unorthodox way. So that really inspired me to do the same thing. Or not the same thing, but, like, something similar. Most notably, I would say, like, the Give Me a Chance type beat. Super inspired by Tyler. Like, it's so, like, evident, like, the way, like, we shift the chords and, like, the vocal effects and all that stuff. Like, yeah, he's a huge influence for me.
Yeah, and you said you were really, like, in.
Hey, you're listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Kiana. I'm pausing it again to play some songs that I just talked about. Give Me a Chance. Simon Says on the See You Next Year Pigeons and Planes album is not on the list. What? But I was making a connection, a little Vancouver connection, because an artist from Vancouver named Ecstasy was also on that album, and I realize there's a lot of random Vancouver connections, which shout out to Nardwar, that is something that he always does, and I feel like it's always really cool to, you know, go and find out about that stuff, because it's exciting. Sometimes people are pessimistic about Vancouver, including me, so, you know, it's making it fun to be here. But yeah, so Give Me a Chance is the album that they were saying they were, the instrumentals were sort of influenced by Tyler, the Creator. And the video for Give Me a Chance is really cool. Just some backstory. I'm not like, I'm just, yeah, I'm just gonna, this is also from the Hypebeast interview, so not my words again. Their video for Give Me a Chance is a loving homage to Sun Ra's 1974 film Space is the Place, the 85-minute Afrofuturist sci-fi film he both wrote and starred in. But the album's visuals also owe a debut to Osamu Tezuka's Astro Boy, a Japanese series which first premiered in 1963. It's one of the first anime to ever come out, so the music is old music, but it's timeless, is how Dreamer Isayama responded. And yeah, just some context. I'm super bad at watching movies and stuff, but I feel like whenever I get super into an artist, I'll like binge their interviews, and then I'll find things that I either want to watch or like find out more about. So deep cut. But yeah, I'm going to play Give Me a Chance by Dreamer Isayama next. Enjoy.
She wanna be with a boss of royalty. I lay it down on my BDG ripped jeans. I laid it now, she's addicted, a fucking fiend. She got her out, now she fucking the whole squad. That puts me looking like the sign of the cross on God. Leaning to the side, it's filling water. Smash, then pass. Fuck, niggas always trying to take my shit. How you gon' feel when I go take it, yo, bitch? Nigga, and I don't mean it, yo, chick. Bitches these days are so sensitive. Niggas always trying to take my shit. How you gon' feel when I go take it, yo, bitch? Nigga, and I don't mean it, yo, chick. Bitches these days are so sensitive.
I'd never sell out for a check, you stupid motherfucker.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, BAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip, and that was Give Me a Chance and Sensitive by Dreamer Sioma. I'm going to continue playing the interview. Enjoy.
Involved in the production this time around.
Yeah, like I'm. It's my guitar, obviously my words, mm-hmm. and like yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And just going back to sensitive. Obviously you don't like plan when songs kind of blow up. And do you think there is like a song that you're like, where's the love for this one? Like, do you have a favorite song that you're sort of like?
All of them.
Fuck the world brings me inner peace. It's all gonna blow up anyways.
Facts.
that brings me a lot of peace, knowing that you said that. And I repeat that to myself a lot. And I want to get it tattooed. Was there any, you know how Brent Faiyaz has a fuck the world?
Yeah.
Was that controversial or was that just like nothing?
It's literally like the joke like in the tour van right now. Like, oh my god, are you Brent Faiyaz? I'm like, bro, no. I didn't even think about that.
No,
like,
and obviously they sound so different, but
and I made my like with an A.
It's a little different. Yeah, you were on top of that.
Yeah.
This is your like fourth show. Are you having fun on tour?
Yeah, it's a vibe. I'm really enjoying myself.
Have you... You've been in Vancouver for, like, one day. Have you done anything crazy?
I literally just got here.
Okay, well...
But it's pretty, though.
It's nice. Do you have a question? Oh!
Yeah, we have a question. Oh, my gosh.
Match the hat. Hey!
I'm gonna pause it there. Wow. It was a super, short interview. As I said, didn't get too much time before the show just because of, communication difficulties. But yeah. So yeah, I brought up lyrics from Fuck the World. So I'm going to play that. Yeah. The show was really, really good. Yeah, the audience, like, knew the words. It was very nice and fun. The band was super good alongside Dreamer Sioma, the Celestials. Yeah, and at the end, people were saying encore, and then they ended up playing a song, Hard, by Dreamer Sioma, which I completely even forgot that existed, but that is a super fun song, and I used to listen to it a lot, but I feel like that's the best when you sort of, like, don't really go through the discography before a show, and it's because you feel subconsciously confident that, like, you'll know the deep cuts. Yeah, I'm gonna play Fuck the World by Dreamer Sioma. Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to continue playing the interview with Dreamer Sioma.
Very quickly, because we saw the hat you got. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, we gave them gifts, so that part is playing. You know what? This part is sort of unnecessary. It's not even really part of the interview. I'm not actually sure if I should include it. I'm pretty sure I brought up, yeah, oh, I don't know if I should play this, but I'm going to play it because I don't think anyone's listening. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah. This was awesome. You're very cool. This is, like, I'm really huge fangirl. I'm holding myself, like, very strongly together. But yeah, thanks for doing this. Is there anything you want to say to Nardwar?
Nardwar, dog, I rock with you so heavy, and you should meet me and the Celestials because, like, we're funny. Mm-hmm. We're fun.
Yeah. Well, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, actually, sorry, that part was pretty unnecessary. I should have played it, but I was sort of giving context, because Dreamer Sioma's music is number one in college radio, I think, in the States. I assume so. I actually haven't really checked, but I play their music, like, pretty often, and this episode is their music only, so really relevant to CITR. Why not bring it here? But, yeah, mentioned Nardwuar, as I said, because it's sort of in the middle of the interview when I made the connection to the Vancouver artist that was also in the Pigeons and Planes album, I realized that's something that Nardwuar does. And, yeah, he deserves all the credits. So, yeah, that came up in the interview. And anyways, yeah, so... the audio was still a little messy. It was windy. I'm just gonna, I guess, play music for, like, the remainder of this show. I thought I would have time to talk about some other things, but, this is Hard by Dreamer Sioma. Enjoy.
What do I do this for? Why do I move? Why do I dance when I am feeling low? I am trying so hard to get this far. What is this for, huh? Tell me. I've been strapped up already. When I apply, they refuse, but I don't get discouraged, I just refute. No time to rewind, shorty, fast forward. Pick up the pace, beat the dashboard. I'm on my way, I'm about to break the bank. What do I do this for? Why do I move? Why do I dance when I am feeling low? I am trying so hard.
To CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Dreamer Sioma. That was so fun. Pretty short, but I'm glad I got to play their music and, you know, pause it and talk about, you know, the disclaimers and things like that. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed. There's a lot of concerts. It's summer. I also went to the Men I Trust and Caliucci's, which, huge fan. I'm actually going to play one of Caliucci's old songs, just talking about timeless music. I think this is a super timeless album. I don't know which one to play, but yeah, her sampling and production is very fun. I'm just gonna play it, and yeah, goodbye, have a good night. It's almost 9 p.m. Enjoy your evening. Dreamer Sioma, stream Dreamer Sioma. Doing that interview was really fun. Crowdflip, expect hopefully more interviews. Yeah, okay, bye everyone. This is Never Be Yours by Caliucci's, on Drunken Babel, which was a long project that's released on SoundCloud that she released in 2012. Oh, whoa, 2012. Sorry about that. Okay, enjoy.
Please note that anything that's advertised throughout this episode is likely not available anymore. So don't at us. Thanks for listening, and enjoy what you're about to hear. It's likely not available.
Hey, this is Bon from Night Sareb. You're listening to UBC Radio, CITR.
CITR 101.9. Ninth Wave Radio, this is episode 69. I'm back. In quarantine. Located on Coast Salish, unceded ancestral territory of the Hunkminum-speaking Musqueam Nation. Welcome. This episode goes out to Manu Dibango, who you're hearing right now, who recently just passed away.